This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm convinced. Like, if you told me right now, bet all the money you want, it's Chiefs-Bills AFC Championship game. And you're like, but how, like, why are you so sure it's just those two teams? And the realization I came to is, of all the quarterbacks who I think will be in the postseason this year, like, for instance, I don't think Joe Burrow will be in.
You had to sneak that one in.
They're the only two. Well, like, I need to point that out before it actually makes sense for this point. I swear it's not a shot. Because I'd actually give Joe Burrow credit for this.
Normally it is a shot, though, when you it's not, say it's not.
It's actually not okay. A shot this time, I swear.
Go ahead and cook.
It's because of the thing I realize, which is the only two quarterbacks I trust to play better in big-time games remaining in the postseason race are Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. They're the only two big-time quarterbacks I think remaining. Lamar Jackson has historically been worse in the postseason. Justin Herbert has historically been worse in the postseason. I got rookie quarterbacks tossed in there or super young quarterbacks. The only two quarterbacks I trust to play better in big time games are Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, which means that's why I think we're barreling back right towards those two quarterbacks in an AFC championship.
It certainly feels that way. I mean, when you're taking a look at their playoff performances, it also, let's just use it in the context of this season, watching these teams play. Like, everybody has had a game in which maybe you question them a little bit. Kansas City's obviously just lost the one game to Buffalo. Buffalo is on a bit of a roll right now, but there was a close game early on in the season where people were questioning them a bit. The Ravens have slipped up multiple times. We'll see what they do on Monday Night Football against the Chargers. I think the overall point of this to me is still, and I know you're giving the leg up to Allen over Lamar for this reason, but in general, the reason why we look at these potential matchups is still we're just making it about a quarterback conversation. Look at the rest of the playoff field.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Mahomes. It would be Stroud right now. It would be Russell Wilson. It would be Josh Allen. It would be Herbert. It would be Knicks. And who am I missing?
I think that's it.
Is that everybody?
And by the way, Lamar Jackson, I think he's a great quarterback. I think he wins a lot of big, but like in the postseason, he's turned into a pumpkin. It's the what they've done in the biggest moments part that's getting me. I'm not here to tell you Lamar Jackson is a top five quarterback in the league. That's why his team wins a ton of games and they'll win a ton of games in this regular season. But when it comes to like crunch time, like final
you,
moment, massive
Ravens,
game, this it, they,
the Ravens
he's
were,
never been that guy. He's shrunk in those moments.
Right, but the point here is we're just talking about an AFC title game matchup, not who can win or get to a Super Bowl. The Ravens were just in the AFC title game last year, so I hear you.
I got at least that.
I'm with
sure.
you that, hey, who do you believe is more capable of winning that AFC title game and getting over the hump? I would definitely side with Josh Allen. He's going to, I think, win MVP this year, even though Lamar Jackson might finish runner-up if it's not Jared Goff. But the point of, hey, they can't make an AFC title game or they can't face off an AFC title game. Lamar Jackson was good enough to get to an AFC title game last year. Yes, they had home field advantage.
Had to win
this year,
one
they're
game.
Not, this year, they're not going to have that, it looks like.
No, I don't think
they're
so.
Right now a wild card team, for crying out loud.
Like, if you just go back through, and I get it, because he won one game. And someone's like, hey, you can't say that about Justin Herbert. He's played in one playoff game. No offense. He's been a starting quarterback in the NFL for four damn years, and he's only played in one playoff game. That says enough about his big game ability, in my opinion.
Yeah,
he could have won some big regular
that.
Season games.
I've been more
somewhere
of a,
along the way to get himself in that position.
I've been a little bit more of a Herbert defender than others on that, though. I still think yes, the excuses were running out for Herbert. Now we're seeing him with a competent head coach, and guess what's happening magically?
They're
the Chargers are probably going to win 10-plus games this year and be a playoff team.
Lamar Jackson has had less than 55% completion in half of his playoff games. His first one ever, he completed 48% of his passes, 52 in his next, got up to 70 in a win against Tennessee, 58 in a 17-3 loss to Buffalo, 54% in the loss to the Chiefs. He's a bad postseason quarterback right now. And we all know that, right? That's been the image he's been trying to shake for years. That's why that AFC title game last year was so vitally important. Doesn't mean they can't ever win a playoff game, but the way we talked about, like, let's say the Steelers earlier in the show, which is, do I think the Ravens can win a playoff game? Sure. Do I think the Ravens are winning games and in the AFC title game against the Chiefs? I do not. I think the Bills can win games. I think the Chiefs will win games. I think that those two teams are barreling towards an eventual AFC title game again.
913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Appreciate the interaction as always. This text coming in says, I think we put too much emphasis on quarterbacks winning in the play. They said offseason. I think they mean postseason. But Lamar didn't fumble at the one-yard line last year in the AFC title game. I think context matters. It's a fair point. I mean, did they lose that game because of Lamar Jackson? No, they lost the game because Zay Flowers fumbles it, Chiefs forced the fumble, and because the offensive coordinator at the time in Baltimore decided to just completely abandon the run, and they were a very effective run team all year. That, to me, was why they lost that game last year to Kansas City. So I think context does matter a little bit, but ultimately, at some point in time, we always say what? The great ones find ways to overcome even those obstacles.
I think that's what it comes down to, is that I know people don't like QB wins. I don't like them as a, like, huge counting stat for like a lifetime career.
But in the postseason, it matters more.
So much. Like, I go back through and I think what happens now is the same thing that happened with Tom Brady. And I would just point out both of those guys find a way to win. This is why I'm not critical of this. The detractors of Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs would be like, well, he did it with his great defense, or, that guy fumbled on the one form, or he's down in the Super Bowl, or all these, like, there's plenty of things. They were down by double digits in multiple Super Bowls, right? All these things you could point out and be like, he didn't even deserve to get that one. Or that Tom Brady was down 28-3 in a Super Bowl. Or that Marshawn Lynch should have just been handed the ball on the one-yard line in a Super Bowl that they won. I can find you some Super Bowls they could have, should have. They didn't. I mean, notably didn't. And so, like, when it comes to those big-time playoff games, there is a certain point of, like, some other play, some other moment, some other thing earlier in that game could have changed the fortune of that too. And the all-time greats, the truly great ones, have won this. And I get it. Josh Allen has not accomplished
anything different.
Yeah.
The conversation, we're not comparing Mahomes and Lamar. That debate has been settled many years ago.
Josh Allen in the postseason is great.
Like, that debate has been settled many years ago. We're talking about in the context that you brought up, which is why you think it's Chiefs-Bills AFC title game. And the point you made was you think Josh Allen's capable of making the big plays more than Lamar.
I think he makes big-time plays in big games. He doesn't always win them, though, in fairness.
Yeah, yep. And I don't know if he's done much more of that. Even though, like, we look at who might be the better quarterback, I don't know if Josh Allen, other than the 13-second game, where that one we all acknowledge it wasn't because of Josh Allen's performance. That was Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense being ridiculous in that game to win the 13-second contest in the divisional round a couple years ago.
And in defense, like, he threw for less than 200 yards in the game last year that the Chiefs won in Buffalo to move on to the AFC title game. He's got plenty of games where his passing percentage is a little bit lower. But, I mean, I've also seen Josh Allen have a 5-touchdown game against New England, a 4-touchdown perfect game in the 13-set. Like, he has just been, like, I feel like Lamar Jackson has been a bigger reason why they've lost games than Josh Allen has been in the postseason. Again, it's not everything counts as equal. And you're right. I'm not saying he has a better chance to get past him for those reasons, because Josh Allen's biggest problem in the postseason, let's admit, has been that Kansas City has existed. They have their postseason run in 3 of the 5 times he's been to the postseason has ended to Kansas City. His biggest problem is that he keeps losing to the Chiefs. Ravens don't even get to the Chiefs sometimes to lose to them.